Charisma Magazine has been my go-to source for spirit-filled news for years. In fact, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement for more than 40 years. In our busy world, it's still important and valuable to receive Holy Spirit-driven content. And now, the Charisma Media audio app helps you do just that. Now, you can both read and listen to this amazing magazine. I'm John Burton, and I love having that choice. Download the Charisma Media audio app and listen in the Spirit today. Sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about a modern Bible translation that is forgetting Israel. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
In the Bible, the land, nation, and people of Israel are kind of a big deal. In the book of Genesis, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. In the New Testament, Jesus said in response to the Roman centurion, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel." So how is it possible to get rid of Israel in the Bible? That's at the center of the controversial new Biblion 2020 Danish translation. Even though the translators say that they haven't removed Israel from the Bible and that it is referenced 2,000 times, they do admit that the contemporary Danish Bible 2020 only uses the term Israel once in the New Testament. In many cases, they have changed Israel to the land of the Jews, home, or is completely omitted. For comparison, other Danish translations, which can easily be found online, use the term Israel between 74 and 80 times in the New Testament. In the New King James Version, the word Israel appears 2,399 times in the Bible, 2,314 in the Old Testament, and 85 in the New. In the midst of international criticism, the Secretary General of the Bible Society, Bridget Stockland, is quoted in response saying, "Basically, I think they find it hard to understand that the average Dane does not understand that reference is made to a people and not geography when it says Israel in the New Testament. Messianic Jews see the state of Israel as fulfilling God's promise. However, in Denmark, few people want to formulate themselves like this, and that is also why the criticism of our practice comes from a very small minority in the church." Author and host of the Line of Fire podcast, Dr. Michael Brown, urges the Danish scholars to be very careful with their translation work because they are treading on dangerous and sacred ground. In his article found at charismanews.com, Dr. Brown points out that the Danish Bible Society's claim that they are the target of fake news is misleading and outright deceptive. He clarifies that the charge was that the new translation omitted Israel from the New Testament, not the whole Bible. He takes issue with the explanation and their reasoning for the removal, pointing out that other geographical countries are not changed. Egypt is still Egypt. Crete is still called Crete. Rome is still called Rome. So why is Israel not called Israel? Dr. Brown states that there certainly is something political and anti-Semitic in the Danish decision. There are also other major problems with this translation, including changing words like sin to be the less offensive mistake. In Matthew 5:17-18, Jesus said that, "Do not think that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly, I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass away from the law till all is fulfilled. Let's make sure that we are truly reading the Word of God with holy reverence and not changing any jots or tittles that might make us uncomfortable. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story Well Told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.